What we know about the Trump attack and the suspect, date modified colon 2024-09-16T03:17:25.709Z, description colon A suspect is in custody and has been identified by security sources in the U.S. What we know about the Trump attack and the suspect, Getty Images. Former President Donald Trump was rushed to safety on Sunday after what the FBI called an apparent assassination attempt at Trump's golf course in West Palm Beach. The incident comes almost exactly 2 months after a shooting at a Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, which left Trump wounded and one supporter dead. Details are still emerging from the latest incident and about the suspect, named by U.S. media as Ryan Routh. Here is what we know so far. How was the suspect spotted? The incident unfolded at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, about 15 minutes from Trump's Florida residence, Mar-a-Lago. The gunman was first seen by Secret Service agents, who were sweeping the course ahead of the former president as he played. The agents usually go one hole ahead to perform security checks, according to police. The muzzle of a rifle, initially described as an AK-47-style rifle by County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw, was spotted sticking through the shrubbery that lines the course. At the time Trump was about 300 to 500 yards, 275-460 m, away from the gunman, he said. An agent immediately engaged with the person holding the rifle, who fled, Sheriff Bradshaw said. The Secret Service did exactly what should have been done. How was the suspect caught? Agents opened fire when they spotted the gunman and fired 4 to 5 rounds of ammunition. The suspect dropped the rifle and fled in a vehicle, abandoning the weapon along with 2 knapsacks, a scope used for aiming a weapon and a GoPro camera, Sheriff Bradshaw said. A witness saw the man flee from the shrubbery to a black Nissan, the sheriff said. The witness captured a photo of the car and provided it to law enforcement. Follow live. Latest updates and analysis on apparent assassination attempt, analysis, political violence becomes America's new norm, but is still shocking, BBC Verify, Ross Atkins examines what we know about suspect Ryan Routh, watch, how apparent assassination attempt unfolded, in 60 seconds, the suspect was apprehended by police driving northbound on the I-95 highway after crossing into Martin County, roughly 61 kilometers. 38 miles, from Trump's golf course, several law enforcement sources have told the BBC's U.S. partner, CBS News, that the suspect's name is Ryan Wesley Routh. Who is Ryan Routh? Details on the suspect's history are slowly emerging. Speaking to U.S. media, Mr. Routh's son, Oron, described him as a loving and caring father. I don't know what has happened in Florida, and I hope things have just been blown out of proportion. Because from the little I've heard it doesn't sound like the man I know to do anything crazy, much less violent, Oron said in a statement to CNN. BBC Verify has found social media profiles matching that name. They indicate that Routh called for foreign fighters to go to Ukraine to battle against Russian forces. There are also pro-Palestinian, pro-Taiwan, and anti-China messages on his profile, including allegations about Chinese biological warfare and references to the COVID-19 virus as an attack. Mr. Routh, who had no military experience, told the New York Times in 2023 he had traveled to Ukraine immediately after Russia's invasion in 2022 to find military recruits among Afghan soldiers who had fled the Taliban. He seems to have been involved in recruitment efforts as recently as this summer, writing on Facebook in July, "Soldiers, please do not call me. We are still trying to get Ukraine to accept Afghan soldiers and hope to have some answers in the coming months. Please have patience." Early reporting suggests Mr. Routh had a criminal record. According to CBS sources, Ryan Routh was charged and convicted of numerous felony offenses in Guilford County in North Carolina between 2002 and 2010. The offenses including carrying a concealed weapon, resisting arrest by a police officer, driving with a revoked license, possession of stolen property and hit and run with a motor vehicle, Getty Images. Officials showed images of the suspect's belongings during a news conference. What happened to Trump? Trump was not injured during the incident. Shortly after the incident was confirmed by his campaign team, the Republican issued a statement to his fundraising list, which read, "There were gunshots in my vicinity, but before rumors start spiraling out of control, I wanted you to hear this first, I am safe and well." Trump gave his account to Fox News anchor Sean Hannity, who retold the episode on air on Sunday. "They were on the fifth hole, they were about to go up to putt," Mr. Hannity said. The former president heard pop, 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 he said. Within seconds, the Secret Service pounced on the president and covered him. He added that a steel-reinforced vehicle soon whisked Trump away to safety. What happens next? During the same news conference with the sheriff, Jeffrey Veltri from the FBI Miami field office said the bureau was leading investigations alongside other law enforcement agencies. "We deployed a number of resources, including investigative teams, crisis response team members, bomb technicians, and evidence response team members," Veltri said, adding that the full resources of the FBI alongside the U.S. Secret Service, the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office and Martin County Sheriff's Office were mobilized. The White House said President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the Democratic presidential candidate, had been briefed about the incident and were relieved to know that he was safe. "I am deeply disturbed by the possible assassination attempt of former President Trump today," Harris said in a statement. Leaders from the bipartisan congressional task force set up to investigate the July 13 assassination attempt in Pennsylvania said they were thankful the former president was not harmed, but remain deeply concerned about political violence and condemn it in all of its forms. Republican Congressman Mike Kelly and Democrat Jason Crow said the task force has requested a briefing with the Secret Service to understand what happened and how security responded. Secret Service's Rafael Barros told reporters on Sunday measures had been taken since the previous assassination attempt and the threat level is high. The first court appearance for Mr. Routh is expected on Monday, at the Palm Beach County Courthouse near Mar-a-Lago. Watch, ROS Atkins on the apparent Trump assassination attempt. North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher makes sense of the race for the White House in his weekly U.S. election Unspun newsletter. Readers in the UK can sign up here. Those outside the UK can sign up here. Trump rushed to safety and suspect held after man spotted with rifle. U.S. election 2024. Donald Trump, United States.